Okay, today's daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Chaf Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Five lines from the top of the Amud, where the Mishnah begins. That's where we're up to, and that's where we're starting from. Here we go. Ready? Tumuras haBechor, the tumura of a Bechor, the Hamaiser, or a Maiser animal. Okay, either one. The tmura of a maiser or a bechor, bladon, blad, bladon, ad sof kala olam, or the bladot of the tmura, or right, or of the maiser. A bechor can't be a male, can't be a female. By definition, it can't be a female. Maiser can. Can't animal, it can't be a female. So either, again, either the tmura, or the bechor, or the blad, forever. Hare elu ki bechor ukemaiser. They're just like the bechor, and they're just like the maiser. And of course, they're nothing like the bechor, and they're nothing like the maiser. Why did the Mishnah say that? I'm not sure. They like the bechor and the maiser in one way. In one way, they like the bechor and the maiser. Which way is that? That a bechor, the halach is that a bechor and a maiser, if they get a mum, they don't require pidyon. Let's say the bechor gets a mum. What happens to it? Coin eats it with a mum. If you're in the backyard, instead of having to bring a carbon, no pigeon. The same thing is true with the tumura or the vlad. Same thing with miter. The miter can even eat with a mum, right? Miter still with a mum. It's not a carbon, so there's no pigeon. That's the stage. We're going to see in a minute that they are not brought as carbonos. They're not brought. Remember we learned the tumura of every animal is brought. Not a tour of a bechor or of maaser. Why not? You'll see in a minute why not. The yochlu b'mum on labaylam, and they're eaten with mumin by the baal. Ma bein bechor u'maaser leben kol kachim. What is the difference between bechor and maaser and all other kachim? The Mishnah says it's different. I'll tell you the difference. Shekal kachim, all other kachim, nimkarin be'itlaz, are sold in the market. Vinishchatin b'itlas, they're shechted in the market. Vinishkalim b'litra, and they're measured by liter. What does that mean? That means when you have an animal, it's a kachim, and it gets a mum. So what do you do with it? You're saying it's a whole mesechta. What do you do with it? You pod it. What does that mean? You pod it. It means you sell it. Where do you sell it? At the market. Why at the market? No, that's not the reason. Where else? Even though, what? Right. Even though. It's a bizarre to do that. It's a bizarre to put something on Craigslist. It's a bizarre to go on the market with all... It's a bizarre. So why do you do that? Because you want the kachim to get the best price. You get the best price at the market. I, Pizionos, you cut it off and they mistreat it, whatever happens over there. Doesn't matter. Price takes place. You get the best price. However, chutzman b'chor u'maiser, not a b'chor and a maiser, because the b'chor and a maiser, if you are going to sell it, to get the money. So the Kohen says, I don't want to eat an animal with a womb. My neighbors are going to look at me. I'm going to sell it, and I'll buy my... They need to go to the market over there. You know why? Because it was once upon a time kachim. So it's special. It was once special. And who's getting the money from it? The Kohen? So for the Kohen, we're not going to the market. Why? Because it's a bazaar. The Kohen wants the best price. Not just in the Kohen. Right? The Kohen has a balmum. He doesn't want to eat a balmum. Right? Said, you can't eat balmum. Not allowed. So fine, we'll sell it. That doesn't go to the market. That's sold privately and get a worse price. Why? Because it is a bizarre to go to the market, and for a private individual. But this Kohen, we're not going to sacrifice that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to go down that road. It is a bizarre. When it comes to kachim, the fact that kachim can get the best price outweighs the bizarre. For a private person, it doesn't outweigh. It's very simple. The Eishlehem Pidyon, and all animals have a Pidyon, Vila Tamura Sehen Pidyon. And the Tamura also can have a Pidyon. Chutzman a Bechor va Meiser, except for Bechor and a Meiser, which don't have a Pidyon, because if they get a mum, there's nothing changed. I mean, nothing to change. They're not a carbon anymore. But the Kachin aspect doesn't really change. And therefore, the Kohen keeps it regardless. And if it's a Meiser animal, the owner keeps it regardless. Right? Doesn't change. Uboin Michutz La'aretz. And they can all come from chutz la'aretz. Chutz min ha-bechor v'ha-maiser, except for a bechor and a maiser. In other words, every kachim animal can come from chutz la'aretz, except for a If they do come, we'll bring it anyway. And if they have a mum, the balmum can eat it with its mum. In other words, lichatchila, we will not take an animal, a bachar or mice from chutz lars, but in the end, we certainly will. Okay? Amar Rav Shimon, matam, shabachar v'maiser, yeshlam parnas, matam. What's the reason for this? The answer is, shabachar v'maiser, bachar and maiser, yeshlahen parnasa mimin koman. They have parnasa in their place. Ushar called kachim afal pishon all of them mum harehelo beknushatim. Even though they got a mum, they're in their kedusha. What on earth does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says like this: Meiser yeshla parnasa bechor and meiser yeshla parnasa bimkoman, which means yeshlahem takana bimkoman. Bechor and meiser have an out in Woodmere. What's the out? She yiru aji estavu. Wait till it gets a mum. Once a Bechor and Meiser get a mum, I can eat it in Woodmere. Right? The Bechor is eaten by a Kohen, and the Meiser is eaten by me. So why should I schlep it to Yerushalayim? 1 minute. V'yochlu b'mumon l'baylam. Ushar kol kachim, but every other kachim, afal pi, shenafal behen mum, even if it gets a mum, harehein b'kedushatan, they still maintain their kedusha. Vitzarich ata lifdoson, you have to redeem it, ulahalos demeyan, and take the money, lakrivan, to buy another animal. You don't have to do that with Bechor and Meiser. Therefore, hoil, bitsofo, lahakriv demeyan, since we're going to have to sell it, yalu hein atman viyikrivu, we allow you to bring it to Chutz La'aretz, from Chutz La'aretz, to be makrivit. In other words, if you have to bring it anyway, whether it's to sell it, to redeem it, so we'll let you bring it for a carbon. A Bechor? Why should we let you bring a Bechor from Woodmere? Why should we let you do that? After all, sit in Woodmere, stay there, wait for it to get a moment, they don't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to involve the Beis HaMikdash at all. Therefore, the very backwards reason. Right, backwards reason. Since you could do that, therefore, stay in Woodmere, don't bring, we're not going to, if you brought it, if you shut it, we'll take it. If you have it, we'll take it. L'chachil, don't do that. Okay? Good? Amar Rava Barav Aza, Bimarava, born Bimarava, they asked in Marava, where's Marava? Eretz Yisrael. Hamata, listen to this question. We know that you're not allowed to make a mum in a Bechor. Not allowed to do that. I'll make a mum in a Bechor so I don't have to bring a carbon. Not allowed to do that. What if you made a mum in a Tzmura of a Bechor? Which, as we said in the Mishnah, is not being brought anyway. Tzmura of a Bechor, even though the Mishnah said they're exactly the same, I said they're not the same at all. A Tzmura of a Bechor is not brought as a carbon. Okay? So, Hamatil Mum, the Tzmuras Bechor Umaiser, if you make a Mum in a Tzmuras Bechor or in a Tzmuras Maiser, Mahu, what's the din? What do you mean, what's the din? Are you Chayiv for making a Mum or not? Me and Rina, do we say? Given the low craven, low machayev, since it's never being brought anyway, you're not chayev. After all, you didn't do anything wrong, it's not going to be brought anyway, right? The Ralbag in the Chumash said that the reason why it's not being brought is because at the end of the day, it's not a pet derecha. And at the end of the day, it's not the tenth animal. They're not being brought. Now, why can't you say the same thing by an olam? At the end of the day, it's not an olam. Doesn't make any sense. I turned it into an Ola. This is an Ola. Now that's an Ola. Bechor and Meiser, what do you mean? I turned it into a Bechor. It's not a Bechor. Right? Especially what if it is a Bechor? What the hell could be then? Right? Okay, anyway, therefore, if I make a Mum, I'm not Chayiv. O Dilma, given the Kachu, the Chayiv. Nevertheless, still you were Makadeshit, you are Chayiv. Amalei Abaya, B'tiboyelach Hamatel Mum B'tishi. Shalmeiser, why don't you ask the same question? If the ninth animal came out and you called it the tenth, the ninth animal came out, you called it the tenth. So what's the halacha in such a case? What? So it has some sort of kedusha. Is it brought as a meiser animal? No. It's the same kind of kedusha like a tzmura of a meiser. It's a little Kodesh, not really. So what's the story with that one? You put a mum in that one. It's not being brought anyway. Right? Hamata mum tishi shal meiser. Elamayshna tishi delo kami bayalach. Hachir is in the answer about the ninth. Because the Rachmana ma'ate asiri lahotzi hatishi. It said the tenth to exclude the ninth. Hachanami, so to hear. Rachmana miatinhu lo tifte kodesh heim. Lo tifte, don't redeem them, they're holy. Heim craven. Then tmuras uncraver, they're brought. But the tmur is not brought. Therefore, if you put a mum in it, it would be maybe it wouldn't be chayav. Why? It's not being brought anyway. Rav Yitzchak Maslahavi, he had the exact opposite question, the exact opposite answer. Same answer, different, just the opposite. Amar Vachabar Rei Ravaza Bon Bamar Rava. They asked in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Hamatal Mum Batishi Shal Meiser. If you put a mum in the ninth animal that you call the tenth, which is not being brought as a current anyway. Has some sort of kedusha. You're ready for it to get a mum, but you put a mum in there. You put the mum there on purpose. So now, do you get malchus for that? Mahu, what's it in? Amalei, b'tibayla hamatel mum b'tmuras b'char u'maiser. Why don't you ask me about putting a mum in a tmuras b'char u'maiser? Same thing. Amalei, ma'ishna tmuras b'char u'maiser. Delo, ma'ishna tmuras b'char u'maiser. What's the difference about a tmuras b'char u'maiser? Delo, mibayla. You didn't ask me because it was obvious. The Rachmana matinu. Kodesh Haim. Haim craven, then Tumuras and Kraven. They're brought, and the Tumuras are not brought. Tishi shall maiser nami rachmana meate asiri lahoti esa tishi. Only the tenth is brought, the ninth is not brought, and therefore if you put a mum in them, it could be yinachayim. Now go back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Tumuras, look at the first line of the Mishnah now. Go back. Tumuras b'char maiser, Tumura b'char maiser, or Vlad al-Sof kol olam, hara'ilu ki b'char u'kamaiser. They're just like Bechor Maiser. And now we've got finished saying that they're not like the Bechor Maiser at all. Right? They're not brought. They're not brought. So what way are they the same? In what way are they the same? Right? So the answer is, they're the same in that the mum issue. That if they get a mum, there's no pidyon. Right? Okay. They don't understand what I just said. But the mission is, oh, they're the same. Like before we had, whatever you do, the long you do.
Right.
Okay. Now, we said, Bimbo Tzmimen, we said that Lichat Chila, we do not take a carbon, a Bechor from Chutzlar. Lichat Chila, we don't. Bidiyavid, we do. Lichat Chila, we don't. Now, Viruminhu, wait a minute. There's a Mishnah in Chala that says, Ben Antignus Chayla Bechoros mi Babel. Ben Antignus came from Babel with his Bechors, but look, Kibbalu, man, they wouldn't take it. It's a steer with our Mishnah. Okay? You hear that, Kasha? You hear that? Our Mishnah said they take it. Here, they didn't take it. Amr Chitzta lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Ha, Rabbi Shmuel. Here, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Ha, Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah in Chala is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. We're going to have an extremely long story now, getting to the two opinions. Very long story.
What?
Yeah, and it's actually easy. Ditanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gimel Devarim, Mishum Gimel Zakenim. There are three members and three Zakenim. The three Zakenim are going to be Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and the third one I think is Ben Azai, and I'm a B. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, he says like this, Yachal, I would think that Yala Ada Meiser Sheni Bizman Azeh, that today, right now today, if I have a field in Israel, do I have to bring Meiser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim? So we know the answer is no. Why not? Why can't I bring Meiser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim? Why not? Today, right now, today. Why not? So what? What is it? Meiser Sheni? What do we need the base business for? So that's the question. Is that true? So, Yachal, I would think, Yala or the Meiser Sheni, Bizman Azeh, right? The Yochlena be Yerushalayim. I would think you can go to Yerushalayim today, Bizman Azeh. No, you can. You have to. You have to go and take your Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, Bizman Azeh. Bedinhu. Really, it's a Kalva Chomer. What's the Kalva Chomer? Bechor Ton Habas Makom. Bechor requires Yerushalayim, it requires the Beit HaMikdash. U'maiser ta'ana ba'as makom. And so too Maiser requires it. Ma b'char eino nechal ela b'fnei habayit. Just like a b'char cannot be brought without the Beit HaMikdash. Af Maiser eino nechal ela b'fnei habayit. So too, I would say the same thing about Maiser. And therefore, Maiser cannot be brought today. So Gemara says, lo, what kind of thing is that? Lo, that's wrong. Ema marta b'b'char. You want to tell me b'char you need the Beit HaMikdash? Yes. Shekein talan matan donin ve'imurin l'gabi mizbeach. Because you require mizbeach. You have to sprinkle down and imurin, the whole story. Homer v'maiser, d'lo, Maiser doesn't require any of that. So back to our question. Why is Maiser Shein not a chayev today? Okay? So the Gemara says, how about this one? Amarta Bikurim. What about Bikurim? Because Bikurim, right, first fruits, to Unin Habas Makom, it requires Yerushalayim, who Maiser taught Habas Makom. And Maiser also requires Yerushalayim. Ma Bikurim Einech Cholon Elef Ne'abayis. Just like Bikurim, you require the Beit HaMikdash. Ah, Maiser Einechol Elef Ne'abayis. So too, for Maiser Cheney, you require the Beit HaMikdash. That's the Gemara. What kind of riot is that? B'mal Bikurim should get to Unin Hanacha. Bikurim require Hanacha by the Mizbeach. Therefore, you have to have that there. Toma B'Maiser Delo. Maiser doesn't need that. Exactly. So I understand why Bikurim can't be brought. No question about that. What does that do with Maiser? Again, why is it Maiser Chayev today? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Talmud Lomar. B'Achaltu L'fnei Hashem Alokecha. Right, what does it say? You should eat in front of Hashem. Maiser, Tegoncha, Tiroshcha, V'Yitzarecha, V'Choros, V'Karcha, V'Tzonecha. Hakish, Maiser, L'Bachar. It's a Hakish. Ma, Bachar, Eino, Nechal, El, B'Fnei Abayis. Af, Maiser, Eino, Nechal, El, B'Fnei Abayis. That's how we get it. It's a Hakish. And, as we're going to see in a minute, you can't ask a Kasha on a Hakish. So if someone asks you, why don't we eat Maiser Bizman Azeh? Why is there no Chiyuv Maiser Bizman Azeh? The answer is there is no reason. The reason is it's a Hekish. That's not a logical reason. There's no logical reason. Logically, there's no reason why not. What's the reason? It's a Hekish. Says the Gemara, V'lahadar Dina V'lesi B'mahatzad. This question is very difficult. The question is, why did we need a pasuk? Why bother with a Hekish? I have a mamatzinu. Right? I don't need a hekish. I have a mamatzinu. Says Rashi. Rashi says, v'lehadar dina, l'malei kra. What do we need a pasuk for? L'hadar dina, right? Have it make a mahatzad. V'leba, v'char yochiyach, v'chazar hadin. Hatzad ha-shava shebehen. The bottom line is, she'te'un in ha-ba'at makom, v'ein ne'chol l'v'fnei ha-bayit, afan ha-yavi meiser. Why do I need a pasuk? What about a mahatzad? Right? What's wrong with a mahatzad? The Ritz Ritva says, the Ritva says doesn't make any sense. A hekish, you can't ask a kasha on a hekish. A mahatzad you can slug up. And not only that, we're going to slug it up anyway. And right now, 2 seconds, we're going to slug it up. What kind of thing is that? Hekish is much stronger. So the Ritva answer is, you're right, the Hekish is better, but this is what normally happens. What normally happens in Gemara is, well, we'll learn them out together. So the Gemara says, why didn't you finish off the logic? That's what the Gemara, that's what normally happens. But what about we tried to bring a Raya from Bachar, bad Raya. We tried to bring a Raya from Bikurim, bad Raya. So what about together? That's what should have happened. Right? So the Gemara, cuts to the chase and just said, you know what? It's a Hekish. So where's the Mahasad? Anyway, it's a bit mahatzad anyway. Amar Ravashi, Bishum Dikal Levin, both Bukhar and Bikurim require the Mizbeach on some level. And Maiser does not. So what kind of mahatzad is that anyway? So therefore, how do you know that Maiser Sheni does not apply with mahatzad? It's a Hekish. Right? Now the Gemara asks two easy points. Maikot Savar. Wait a minute. What exactly is the status of Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh? Is that Kedusha or not? E Kasavar Kedusha Shana Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asid Lavo. If it applies forever, that means there's still kedusha there. Lo shna b'char, v'lo shna meiser. Then it doesn't make a difference if it's b'char or meiser. B'nei habaninu. They're both able to be brought. How on earth is a b'char able to be brought? So you can take one of two answers. Either you could have a mizbeach without the Beis HaMikdash. No, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash. That's just a mizbeach. In Yerushalayim, on the spot. And you might not need a Beis HaMikdash, or the Gemara is going to have a possibility that you brought, this is a little bit of suspended animation, Yosef's not here to bother me about it, you brought the Bechar before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but you didn't have a chance to sprinkle the dam until after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So what's the story with that? Okay? If the Kedusha is still here, or better one, you even brought the dam and you shattered and you sprinkled the dam. Now the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Can I eat it? I have 2 days to eat it. Can I eat it still? If the Kedusha is l'shaita, then why not? If the Kedusha stops, then you can't. But if you hold that Kedusha is forever, there's no difference in Meiser and Bechar. There's no difference. Right? And the Ikasavar, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, below Kitcha L'Shaita level. And if you hold the Kedusha, it's not forever. The Kedusha was broken on Tisha B'Av when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. If that's true, then, well, he's going to hold it that. Then I feel a Bechar Namiti B'Yalach. Then why'd you only ask me about a Meiser? What about a Bechar? What's the story with a Bechar? So the Gemara answer like this. La'olam, really? Kasava kitchir shana kitchir l'shaita v'lo kitchir l'asid lava. Really, the kedusha stopped. V'hachav ma'eskinan. You know what's going on over here? Kigon shenizrak damo shel bechar b'fnei habayit. You sprinkled the dam of the bechar before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Then bechar habayit. Then the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. Tish above. The adayin basar kayim. And the basar is still here. So can I eat this basar? Exactly. And Tisha B'Av is a fast day anyway, right? It's about the kasha. Did they fast on Tisha B'Av during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash? It's mashma they did. What? It's mashma they did. Anyway, kivon de'i issi l'dam, since the dam was good, kivon de'i issi l'dam, if this would be a question of the dam, in other words, I hold that the kedusha is over. So I shechted the animal, then they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Now, can I sprinkle the dam? The answer is no. Why can't I sprinkle the dam? Because there's no more Beis HaMikdash. It was destroyed. Yeah, but it's destroyed. There's no kedusha. So what are you doing? So, lo bar's rikuhu. It's not. You can't do it anymore. You blew it. Asi basar yalef midam. So therefore, the basar is learned out from dam. And the asi meiser yalef mibachar. And then Ma'aser learned that from Bechar. Go back to Amud Beis. La'olam, look at the last Rashi on the page. La'olam lo kitcha l'asid lavo. On Amud Aleph, I'm sorry. La'olam lo kitcha l'asid lavo. Really? Really? It did not last forever. The condition's over. With the kakasha lach, and you had a kasha, Ma'ashna Bechar. Then why is Bechar different? The pshitalei, the chihai Bechar askinan, you know what we're talking about? Shenizrak damo b'fnei habayis b'charav v'yalef basar midam v'chihechi d'ihavidam hashto lo havinizrak. If I had the blood here now, not sprinkled it yet, I would not be able to sprinkle it. V'lo kidshil asid lavo basar nami lo yochel. The basar can't be eaten. So what do we have? We have a three-level limud. We have dam to basar to ma'aser sheni. Just like the dam would not be sprinkled now, so too the meat can't be eaten now, so too Ma'aser Sheni can't be eaten brought to Yerushalayim now. See what we just did? It's a three-level limud. So the Gemara adds, we don't allow three-level limuds in Kutchel. Right? What? Bam Rav Yochanan, Kala Torah Kula, Lamedin Dav Lamed Ben Alamad. In every place in the Torah, we will learn three from two. Chutz min ha-kachim, except from kachim. She'ein l'meidin, lamad min ha-lamad. In kachim, we will not learn three from two. So So in other words, what's one here? One is the dam. The dam can't be sprinkled without a Beis HaMikdash. If the dam can't be sprinkled without a Beis HaMikdash, two is the basar. The basar can't be eaten now, bizman hazeh. How can it be eaten? Only that one crazy case where you shechted it before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What's the story with the basar? It cannot be eaten. And now we're going to learn three from two. What's three? Three is Ma'aseh Sheni. Just like there's no Bechor bizman hazeh, so too there's no Ma'aseh Sheni bizman hazeh. Right? So the Gemara answers, no, Ma'aseh Chulanu. Ma'aseh Sheni is like Chulan, really. Okay? So the Gemara says, well, that only works if you hold that two has to be Kachem. What if you hold, that three has to be Kachem, that's a valid limit. What if you hold that even three can't be Kachem? Even three can't be Chulan if two is Kachem? Still a problem. Ha'nicha l'manda amar basa l'amar azlina. That makes sense if you go by what the number two. Ella Lamanda Basamulamid as lean and Michael and Amar. What if you say that three is it has to be Kachem also? I'm sorry, that even three doesn't have to be Kachem. It's still no good. How could you learn three from two? So the Gemara answers, Basar Vadan Chad Milsahi. Now, Basar Vadan is really one thing. It really goes together. So Basar Vadan is one limud, and Maaser Sheni is a second limud. All this is irrelevant to our discussion. Irrelevant. What do you see from Rishmael? According to Rishmael, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that b'lichat chila, you shouldn't bring a ma'aser behema animal from Kutzlaris. A ma'aser or a bechor animal from Kutzlaris. A bid yevet, if you brought it, we'll take it. And nothing Rishmael said had anything to do with that. Nothing he said had anything to do with that. Rabbi Akiva is going to say otherwise. Here we go. Rabbi Akiva Omar, Yachal, I would think. Remember we said that Rabbi Yossi said, I have three members? That was member number one. Now comes member number two. Rabbi Akiva Omar, Yachal, Yala, Adam, Bechor, Michutz, La'aret, La'aret, Bizman, Shabbat, Samikdash, Kayim. I would think, during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, a guy could bring his animal from Chutz, La'aret, his Bechor from Chutz, La'aret, Fiyakri, Venu, and he could bring it. Nothing wrong with that. Talmud Lomar, Fiyachalta, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, Meiser Digoncha Tiroshcha Vizarecha Bukhar Bukharka Tanecha. Same puzzle. Makom Sha'ata Mala Meiser Dagon Atamala Bukhar. From the place where you bring Meiser, what's that called? It's called the State of Israel. Right? Meiser doesn't apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. There's no such thing. So too Bukhar, Umimakom Sh'yatamala Meiser, Yatamala Bukhar. In a place where there is no din of Meiser, there is no din of Bechor. So therefore, if you bring a Bechor from Woodmere, and you show up at the base of the Mikdash door, they'll send you away. Which is exactly why they send Ben Antigonus away. Because that was a big key. You're going to keep held. You don't take Bechor from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Look at Rashi. Rashi is a little further down. Atamala Bechor. It says, Ubraisa, the low Kiblu, the base Antigonus, it's really a Mishnah. And the Mishnah, which did not accept the Bechor of Antignus, Rabbi Akiva he, it's Rabbi Akiva, Umasnitsa Rabbi Yishmael he, and the Mishnah's Rabbi Yishmael, why is the Mishnah Rabbi Yishmael? Dolomiyadale lahaikor lahak drasha. He doesn't use that pasuk for that drasha. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, there's no problem with bringing a Bechor. Ask Tosos, Tap Tosos, which we'll see inside the minute, if that's true, then why does the Mishnah hold L'chachila, you can't bring it. Why can't you bring L'chachila? According to Rabbi Shmuel, why is it only B'di'evet? L'chachila, we said no. B'di'evet, okay. What's the reason for that? Hear that, Kasha? Anyone with me? Hear that, Kasha? So look at it inside. We have time? Yeah, we have time. It says, the hashta askechon the plugsa Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Now we have the machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel it's lechachila ein mevin b'chol ma'aser mechutz l'aretz l'aretz. Abel b'di'evet imbo to me min yakvivu. V'hainu ki masnisim. That's just like our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva afilu b'di'evet na'im lo crazy. Even b'di'evet no good. It's kish l'ma'aser dogon. It's a hekish. Dahi the Ben Antigonus kavata itzya. And that's why it wouldn't take Ben Antigonus' bechor. Bim Tomar, Bishlam Rabbi Akiva, give them a parish time of day, Skash Pachal, Maisa, Maisa Dagan. El Rabbi Shmuel, my timer. What's his reason? Why the chachila yet? But the evad no. But the chachila no. But the evad yet. Why? E svir lehakeisha. The ma'ase said dagon. I feel but the evad nami lo. The e lo sabar lo. I feel like the nami yavi. What made the chachila no? Right. The yesh lomar. Tosfos answers. The masik midrasha disagree. He has some other drasha somewhere in the Sifri. Shapirish l'il. Rak kachecha ashayiyu l'cha. Nikan shemeviyin kachim mechutz l'aretz l'aretz yachalaf b'cha. Ma'isakein tavalama rak. In other words, there's another limud. Rak, that we learned a few days ago, to exclude b'char ma'isar, l'chal chili yishun, in the end we'll take it. There's another drasha out of left field. Ha'ayla da'ata l'chachila hu d'mi'ayit ha'ayri b'akra. The Siftiso b'atav. Ha'ayla l'chachila. If at the end of it, we brought it, we would take it. Okay? Okay. Back to the Gemara. Now we're going to have the third memra that will be with Benatai. Benatai Omer, Yachol, I would think, Mal es Meiser Sheni. Biochlena b'chol haroeh, I would think that Meiser Sheni applies. If you could even see the city, right? Even if you could see the city of Yerushalayim, Bedinhu, what kind of hafmin is that? I could eat Meiser Sheni outside the walls, but I could see the walls. That's enough. For dinner, it's a kava chomer. B'char toan abas makom, or Meiser toan abas makom. Ma b'char ein lecha elif nimin achoma, af Meiser ein lecha elif nimin achoma. Right? What kind of happening is that? But b'char, that's no good. You have to be inside the walls. So the question says, well, ma le b'char she t'tar ma'an zalim v'im mu'in l'gabim is be'ah. That's because you have to shecht it. T'om b'meiser, the low. Right? So therefore, maybe it's good even if I can just see the city walls. Tamud Lomar, b'yachad lofnei Hashem al-kecha. Ma'aseh digoncha, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha, b'charcha, b'charcha, tzonecha. It's the same pasuk. Ma'kish l'ma'aseh l'b'char. Ma'b'char e'necha al-lofnei menachoma. Af ma'aseh e'necha al-lofnei menachoma. Okay? Now the point is, my kashle d'kama yachal. What was your hafamina? What was your hafamina that ma'aseh sheni could be eaten outside the walls? As long as you could see the walls. What was the svar for that? What was your hafamina? You hear the kasha? Amarta, I'll tell you what the hafamina was. Ho'il b'tanan. We learned, in being Shilo Yerushalayim, there's no differences between Shilo and Yerushalayim, the Mishkan and Yerushalayim, Ella, Shebeshilo, Oakland, Kachin, Kal, Meister, Sheni, Bechal, Haroah. By Shilo, the cliff. You could eat Kachin, Kalim, and Meister, Sheni, as long as you saw the town of Shilo. You didn't have to be inside Shilo as long as you saw the town. What's the reason for that? So the Rabbeinu Gershom, you have the Rabbeinu Gershom on the page? You got to see the Rabbeinu Gershom inside. The Tnan ain't being Shilo. See it? I'm sorry? It says, the different mouth goes, the Tnan ain't being Shilo. It's like three lines on the bottom. It says, oh, it's on the left side of the page. You see where it says, Ditnan ein bein shilo? He says, Dahasam necha b'chal haroeh. You know why you could eat it if you just saw the town? Mishum de shilo kfar haya. It was a little town. Deles lechoma. It didn't have a wall. So where are the boundaries of Shilo? You know where the boundaries are? If you can see it. You hear that? It didn't have a wall. So what are the... Here's Shiloh, what about over there? No, that's not Shiloh anymore. Who said? I can see it. So you know what? You can see it from a mile away. You can already eat Meiser Sheni over there. So I would have thought, back to the Gemara, since Shiloh has a din of Roeh, right? Ubi Yerushalayim lufnei menachoma, and Yerushalayim, you have to be inside the wall. Now, kachim lufnei menachloim. Kachim, always has to be in the Azara, inside the curtains, that's Mashaila. I would have thought, maybe Yerushalayim has the same din, very weak Havmina, because we just said why. The reason is because it doesn't have a wall. Yerushalayim has a wall. But I would have thought, since the Makel by the Mishkan, maybe the Makel now also, Kamashal, no, they're not Makel. Okay? What? Right. Now, Acherim Omrim, now there's another sheet over here. Yachal Yehe Bechor She'arver Shnaso Kipsuli HaMagdashin. I would have thought that a Bechor that's a year old is puzzle. It's not true, it's not puzzle. I would have thought it is puzzle. Hamad Lomar,
same pasuk. Mara said, "Diganecha tiroshcha v'yitzerecha makish b'char l'maizer." Mara says, "Ezet amoshen l'chaverta."
Mara says, "Mikam pasuk from year to year."
Truma maizer rishon, maybe yes, but not maizer sheni. As b'char, ezet amoshen l'chaverta.
So too,
same thing with b'char. It does not become pasul. Now, v'rabbanon, everybody else, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, the mafiki lehil time achrina,
they use this pasuk for other things.
So you said before, Stewie. They use this pasuk for other things. Mishan lecheretah menalahu. How do they know that's a good din? Nafkaluhu. They learn it out from. It says milafnei Hashem alkecha tochlen oshana b'shana. Limit al bachar shena nifsal mishan lecheretah. Ula acherim, and according to the acherim that held that you learn out year to year from the same pasuk. Milafnei Hashem alkecha tochlen oshana b'shana. My darish bei.
What does it do with that pasuk?
Mibayil lekidatanya. They use it for the following part. Yom echad mishana zu. Yom echad mishana acheres. Limit al bachar shenechal l'shem v'al echad.
What if the bachar's birthday is that day? So you have 2 days to eat it. Today, day shechta, and tomorrow. So today, the bachar is one. Tonight is his birthday, he turns two. How do you know that that's still good? It overlaps both years.
That's how I know. Rabbanan. And what do the rest of them do? How do they know that din? How do they know that din? Amakra. It says, Yiyet lecha kachaze hatinufa. It's just like a shlamim, which is wave. And just like a shlamim is 2 days and one night, so too, the bachar is 2 days and one night. It doesn't make a difference if the birthday comes in that night. What's the difference? It doesn't make a difference. Today's life is not that difficult, right? And we finished the perek. Hajin alach elu kachim. Hajin alach elu kachim. Hajin alach elu kachim. Tomorrow is the same time, and I don't think I'm giving it, and then we'll resume tomorrow. Not, I'm sorry, six. Regular time tomorrow. No, 6:30, no. No, 7:00.